From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The leaders of France and Germany met to discuss the euro debt crisis in Berlin today. Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy run the two biggest economies in the eurozone. They need to agree on a common strategy for dealing with the crisis ahead of an EU summit in Brussels on Thursday. The two leaders were all smiles at their dinner, but as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, there are deep disagreements between them.
The European Union and the International Monetary Fund have already agreed to nearly $1 trillion in debt guarantees for eurozone governments that need help. But financial markets are not convinced. The EU is still trying to persuade them that the group has a clear and unified strategy for stopping the sovereign debt problems from infecting other economically troubled eurozone countries. An increased talk of a Franco-German rift on fiscal policy hasn't helped calm things. The magazine Der Spiegel this weekend wrote that German-French relations are now at a post-war historic low. The Paris Daily Le Figaro said the two leaders have never been this far apart. So with the risk of a political crisis exacerbating an economic one, Chancellor Merkel and President Sarkozy met tonight for talks and dinner. President Sarkozy told a joint press conference, "Talk of division is highly exaggerated." He smiled and jokingly asked, "Do I look terrorized here in Berlin?"
Je pense que ceux qui nous voient vivre de l'extérieur.
I think those who see us from the outside don't really understand how the relationship works. We are two very frank persons who have our convictions, and we take great pleasure in debating and discussing them.
But the two leaders took only four questions, and the smiles and kind words didn't cover the fact that the two still have fundamental disagreements. Since the Greek problem became a full-blown crisis, France has called for creation of an economic government for the eurozone. Paris wants a new body with a dedicated secretariat that would hold regular summits and enforce coordination and fiscal policy for the 16 countries that use the euro. Germany is resisting that. Merkel thinks a greater emphasis on fiscal discipline and tighter rules for all 27 EU members will help the sovereign debt problem. Dr. Daniela Schwarzer is with the German think tank, the Institute for International and Security Affairs. She hopes her government comes around to the French view.
If we don't have a top-level summit, meaning the heads of state and government of the eurozone meet regularly, we miss something. Right now, and the financial crisis has made this crystal clear, we need a stronger degree of political coordination.
The French, along with senior American officials, have pressured export-dependent Germany to spend more to stimulate growth. But Germany recently unveiled its biggest budget-cutting plan since World War II, an austerity package that was slammed by unions and the left here as unfair to the poor and criticized by some economists as the wrong approach.
At this point, frankly, it's damned if you do and damned if you don't for the chancellor.
Constanze Stelzenmüller with the German Marshall Fund says despite domestic fallout, Chancellor Merkel had to set a Europe-wide example by tightening the belt.
Whatever you think about the distribution of the cuts, I think it was important that Germany sent this sign that we won't exempt ourselves from the austerity policies we are recommending to others.
France and Germany have the largest economies in the eurozone, and according to a just-published report, private French and German banks have loaned nearly $1 trillion to people in the zone's most economically troubled nations. The two leaders have made some recent moves toward unity. Last week, they called for an EU-wide ban on certain speculative trading practices. Nonetheless, the markets will be watching Thursday's EU summit for signs of a definite consensus on how to reform the troubled eurozone. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.